Vermont's professional baseball team is off to a good start in 2019. The Vermont Lake Monsters won their first three games of the season before coming up short against the Connecticut Tigers recently. But when it comes to single-A pro baseball, the measure of success is less about wins and losses than it is about developing the individual players on the squad. To find out which of them are potential candidates to go to the show with the club's parent team, the Oakland A's. And joining me now in our VPR studios is our sports correspondent, Andy Gardner. He's written about the Lake Monsters' approach to this season and their manager, Aaron Nakula, who's in his fifth year with the team. Great to speak with you again, Andy.
Always happy to talk baseball, Mitch.
So another short season of single A ball is upon us, underway in Vermont. It is early, but how do things look for the Lake Monsters so far?
Just a really promising start for this team, which is actually coming off back-to-back winning records, which is something that the franchise had not accomplished since back in the mid-90s. They had a two-game sweep to open the season against Tri-City with just a stupendous opening game with four pitchers combining for 19 strikeouts and a two-hit shutout. And they're hitting the ball well. The bullpen is pitching very well. So it's a nice start.
Good start indeed. And you spoke with manager Aaron Nakula about his mission this season. How is he looking at his responsibilities as manager of this team?
Well, as you mentioned, this is his fifth season with Vermont. And that's a little unusual at the minor league level to have that much continuity. But it's a real positive for this franchise. Nakula has been with the A's for more than a decade in a variety of different functions. He's been a minor league field coordinator. He's been a hitting instructor. He's managed up to the AA level. So he's got a good handle on what it takes with this very first step. These are 21, 22-year-old kids, some who are taking their very first steps as professional players. And it's his responsibility and his staff's to show them how to move forward.
You know, it's so easy in a way to judge managers at the very big league level. A guy like Alex Cora is going to be judged on wins and losses. Do the Red Sox make the playoffs or not? But as we mentioned in the lead, it's really not that important how the Lake Monsters do, whether they make the playoffs. We'd all love to see them do that. But how is a manager like Aaron Nakula judged ultimately when wins and losses aren't the measuring stick?
Well, you look at the roster and the players, who advances, who develops, how does the skill set improve? And this is a huge responsibility, and it's individual. They have to do it with 24 different players. And the roster at this level is always in flux. Players are coming and going. As right now, they don't have any players on the roster who signed in the free agent draft earlier this month. 40 players Wow. the A's drafted. I think 34 of them have signed contracts. None of them are in Vermont right now. But before the summer is over, as many as 20 plus will come to Burlington.
Let's talk a little bit, stepping back here, about Centennial Field, where the Lake Monsters play. I think sometimes we can take that for granted because it wasn't that long ago that there was talk that Centennial Field may no longer exist.
Right, Mitch. If you go back to 2012, that was the seminal point. The Lake Monsters reached an agreement with the University of Vermont about Centennial Field's future. They put a multi-million dollar renovation into the field. Everyone remembers those rock-hard concrete bleachers down the first and third base lines. Well, those all have comfortable seat backs now. They've done other field improvements where Centennial's is just a little gem. You know, the locker room facilities are still not what you might hope for, but in terms of a fan experience, it's really a great thing, and that shows in their attendance. They drew just under 90,000 last summer, and they're consistently, you know, in the 2,500 per game range. It still gets great support from this community.
And what about support from the parent club, the Oakland A's? Is there any indicator to know whether or not this relationship is going to continue?
Well, they've extended their working agreement with as an affiliate several times. All indications are that this is a happy marriage, that even though geographically it doesn't seem to make any sense, Oakland's front office and the home base thinks that Burlington and the Lake Monsters are a very, very positive, fertile place for their players to get their first steps.
Are there some names we should be looking for this season?
Well, two guys to keep a look on early on, guys who were hitting very well in the extended spring training, Kevin Richards and Jordan Diaz. Both are hitting 400 early. early with home run power and have been a very solid punch in the very heart of that lineup.
That's our VPR sports correspondent, Andy Gardner. You can find his article on the Vermont Lake Monsters new season at our website, vpr.org. Andy, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Mitch.